Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident and to this bonus episode where I wanted to share with you the one thing in all of the raft of things that we might be able to do and to practice, the one thing that over a period of time, if you can practice this, if you can cultivate this, will make the most significant difference, not only to you as an individual, but also your ability to really experience soul as a present and tangible energy for you. And that is self-acceptance. And that can sound a bit weird, right? Can't it? Because, I mean, soul is an energy. However, soul only ever meets you where you are. It doesn't meet you in terms of who you've been, and it doesn't meet you in terms of who you are becoming or who you might be. The experience of soul only happens in the moment, and it only happens in terms of meeting you where you are. So the more that you can actually meet yourself where you are, the more you actually surrender into allowing the experience of the moment, and that's both an experience of you, so really being present with who you are and with how you're feeling, with what's rising for you, but it also creates the opportunity for soul to meet you where you are. Because resistance, because the noise of the mind, because all of the things that you should be or shouldn't be or could be or might be, they're all gone. When you actually move into that moment of self-acceptance, when you really start to allow yourself to practice that process of self-acceptance, you allow yourself to be more present, moment, consciously aware within yourself. And so that directly enables you to notice soul meeting you in those moments. And what do I mean by soul meeting you? What I mean is by having a conscious experience of it, by having an experience in the moment where something is impressing itself upon your awareness, impressing itself through your energy, and you notice it, and you can't doubt the truth of it in that moment. It is really easy to think about soul, to think about any aspect of spirituality as something that we park outside of our day-to-day existence, our day-to-day routine, our day-to-day life. And yet, it's really about integrating it so that we are not living as a human being and a soul being, a spiritual being, and they're not two separate parts of who we are. They're not two separate aspects of our life. It's really about bringing them together so that we are experiencing that divine aspect of us as we are moving through and living the human being experience. So the single most important thing that you can do, both for you, but also to allow a greater sense, understanding, and awareness of soul within you and for you, is really to start to practice and cultivate and really lean into a deeper level of self-acceptance. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to speaking with you next time, but for the moment, take care and enjoy being soul confident.